How close are we going to war with Iran?
We are not close to a war with Iran at this point. Obviously, Iran has been a problem in the entire region and for the United States since 1979. 79 taking hostage, the 1980s, the bombing of the embassy in Beirut. In the 1990s, their bombing of the Khobar Towers. They're putting mines on oil tankers, shutting down Strait of Hormuz. This has been an issue for the entire region. So Iran has always been a hostile actor since this regime has actually led. So this administration, like multiple administrations all the way back to Jimmy Carter, have problems with Iran because Iran is a problem. Now, the challenge is President Trump is pulling us out of a war in Afghanistan, pulling us out of a war in Iraq, pulling us out of a war in Syria, to not get us into a war in Iran. And I don't see any interest in getting us into a war, but we do have to be able to try to protect American interests and protect our allies and to be able to try to isolate both economically, diplomatically, Iran that has been hostile for a very long time.
Yeah, so do you think he's right to increase the economic sanctions against the country?
I do. I think it's entirely appropriate to add additional diplomatic pressure and to add additional sanctions to Iran. Our problem is not with the Iranian people. The Iranian people are extremely well-educated, entrepreneurial, hardworking, good folks. Our problem is not with the people there. It is with a regime that has abused their own people even and has certainly been a problem in the region.
So why aren't we, or at least it appears to be, that we don't seem to be hearing so much from our allies? We're protecting their oil as it moves through the Strait of Hormuz. Don't you think they should contribute more?
Well, the allies are engaging some, but many European allies are much more economically connected to Iran. The French and the oil company Total is very connected to Iran long-term, and there are a lot of other business relationships with Iran and Europe. So it is more difficult for them to be able to let go, and they look at Iran and say, yes, they're a major problem in the area, and yes, they have funding for Hezbollah, and yes, they have funding for Hamas, and yes, they're funding the civil war in Yemen, and yes, that they're propping up Bashar Assad in Syria, but we have good economics with them. We as a country have looked back and said, okay, we understand we have allies that we work with as well that are difficult to work with, but they're not currently attacking everyone around them and leading terrorism all over the region. So we want to be able to encourage our allies to say you've got to let go of your economic interests as much and to be able to look at the safety interests of people in the country.
But it appears that perhaps the president might have gained some worldwide support in the way he reacted initially to the shoot down of the drone.
Right.
Do you think so?
We'll see in the days ahead. There was a very positive worldwide response to the president showing restraint. And when Iran shoots down an American drone, that we did not retaliate in a way that would have a loss of life. I think a lot of people saw that as a moment of restraint in a time that it needed someone to be able to express some restraint. And the president certainly did that. So we'll continue to see if the European allies will not step up and say, okay, we will admit that Iran is the major funder of Hezbollah and Hamas and the civil war in Yemen and Bashar Assad in Syria. We'll admit all of those things and actually come to the table and see what we can do to be able to isolate them and change this behavior.